Kate!
Hey!
Oh, thank God. Thank God you were there. They kept stalling. I was like, please, don't let them cancel this interview. I got to get my Kate fix for the day.
Nice.
All right, Something Borrowed in theaters this weekend. Jennifer Goodwin, John Krasinski, and very excited to welcome the very pregnant Kate Hudson. What's up, girl?
Hi.
How are you?
What's up? I'm very pregnant.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
very much so, exactly.
Yeah.
First off, I want to ask you, I've been seeing you on some interviews, and you've been very adamant about saying that this movie is not the typical rom-com formula that we're used to. How is it different?
Well, I would say that that's what I found appealing about it. You know, I think it has the elements of romantic comedies that people really love to watch, and they did a really good balance of, you know, I mean, the subject matter alone is not really it's not a rom-com formula. You know, it's not like
right. Guy
meets girl. You know, there's conflicts. They're trying to get together. They don't know what to do. Then something happens, and then the person leaves. Like, no, I can't be with you. And then there's the big, like, car scene, and they're like, I love you, and they kiss. Like, that stuff. That's not this.
But this one's different, because this one, there's some stealing of friends and the relationships and the boyfriend. Like, what
yeah,
can you tell
more
me
about
with
infidelity.
A yeah.
And, you know, best friends kind of doing naughty things with their best friend's fiance.
Okay, now in the spirit of the movie,
yeah.
I have a huge crush on Jennifer Goodwin. So what can you do to get me? I know she's engaged, but what can you do in the spirit of the film to help promote the film? What can you do to help me get closer to Jennifer?
Well, you could see the movie.
Well, of course
I'm going to say that Jennifer is, let's see, interesting. Like, what kind of, like, what is she into? Like, what?
I don't know. Like, I just need to start dating her or something. I don't know. I'm her
true
love.
You have a little Jimmy crush. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Listen, that woman has a face of an angel. It's so crazy. I get so lost in her face because it's like porcelain. And she's just got the most beautiful face.
All right, help me out with this much. The next time I get to talk to her, give me one good nugget of information, a good question, something that I can hit her over the head with where she'll be like, okay, I'm impressed with this guy.
Ask her about, do some research about where she's from.
Well, anyone
she's
can
a,
look up
she's
on
She's a
Wikipedia.
Hometown girl. She likes where she, you know, she's from Tennessee. She's from Tennessee. She's from Memphis, I believe.
So that should get her. That should get her right away. Like,
yeah, just, you know,
Memphis?
I mean, hey, you know, pretend like you know something about it.
Right. All right. Let's
like talk about like the barbecue there or something.
The barbecue is pretty excellent. I should just make her barbecue at home, homemade, and then just show up at her door. That's not crazy stalkerish, is it?
That would be a little weird.
All right. So obviously, you know, there's some wedding and marriage talk in this film. We just had the wedding of the century, the royal wedding. I just got back from London, actually, a couple days ago. I was there covering the wedding.
Oh, you were there.
Did you watch it at all? Were you into it?
Of course. Of course. I was up bright and early.
Were you really? Now, did you make your man get up with you? Did you torture him by getting up at 3 a.m.?
No, he was actually home. He was in London, so... Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he was experiencing it firsthand too. Now, are women watching this, and is it changing their expectations for what a wedding should be?
You mean, are they like hiring orchestras?
Well, right. You know, when I was there, I appreciated
like,
the fact
like,
that
they're like wishing they could have an orchestra, and everybody's going to say "I will" instead of "I do."
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Probably. There's probably a lot of people out there who, you know, I mean, not getting orchestras, but possibly, you know, getting a soundtrack to something, you know, and more classical and traditional, maybe.
Right.
I think it was a beautiful ceremony. It was beautiful, and you know, it's the pageantry of it was just incredible to watch, you know, and remember. So I think it got, you know, I think it made a lot of people kind of excited and emotional. I mean, not just women. I think a lot of men were sort of taken aback by it. Wow, that was really an amazing ceremony.
They were because the expectations are so damn high.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
what
well,
Prince
it's not
William
even expectations.
Pulled
I think it reminds you of what that is. You know, what the monarchy is, and you know our Western civilization and where it came from, and all that. Not to get heavy on you this morning.
No, it's all good.
But you know, it was just an interesting, very you know, it sort of brings you back. You know, it sort of goes, oh yeah. Yeah, it's a long historical, you know, it's a you know, thing.
So you're saying that the wedding is going to bring back chivalry and romance and the event. You know, it's not just going to be like silly YouTube videos of people walking down the aisle singing Chris Brown. Like, we're going to bring the romance back to weddings.
Are there YouTube videos of people singing Chris Brown? I want to see that. What is that?
Oh,
is that like a real thing?
Yeah, it was like one of the biggest viral hits. What was it, a year or two ago? Yeah, it's really
bad. I have to look at that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know.
What element are you going to pull from the royal wedding and plop into your wedding?
I don't know yet. I haven't even started thinking about it. I'm all about baby right now.
I feel you. Now, I read recently that you said you're loving being pregnant. Talk about that.
Yeah, I just love to be pregnant. I loved it with Ryder, and I'm loving it with this baby, and it's, you know, it's the most beautiful time in a woman's life is, you know, being with child. It's really, you know, it's the best. And Even this one has been a very different pregnancy, and it's a little more challenging. But it's just, I just love it.
And you look beautiful. Literally, you're walking down every single red carpet. Everyone is totally raving about your fashion. So, how do you pull off, you know, being pregnant in? I guess what's the word, like maternity chic?
Maternity
yeah, couture.
You know what?
Like,
I'm going to be honest. Like, I love clothes and I love everything, but it's really about comfort when you're pregnant. I mean, and then also even if, you know, it's like you don't want, just being pregnant, it's hard to find the right kind of clothes, you know, because you don't want too much fabric on. I mean, even day to day, you know, you'd really just rather be in bed, like, you know, wearing, you know, very little because it's more comfortable on the body. But so it's a hard thing to dress for baby for two. But
I don't know why.
It's fun. You know, it's not ideally what you want to be doing when you're pregnant. You know, I'd rather be knitting and cooking and stuff. But if you're gonna do it, you know, you might as well have some fun with it.
You sound like my sister.
I
Whenever
do?
She was pregnant, she's like telling me about nesting and knitting and all this stuff. And
yeah, and then you get crazy organizing everything, and yeah, you know, it's kind of fun actually.
Well, you know, you got to be excited. Your man is obviously an accomplished musician, and now I heard you're kind of into music too, right? You like do the guitar and piano?
Yeah, I dabble a little bit.
Do you guys ever jam together?
Do we jam together?
Yeah, you jam
no.
out. Like, you just go in the studio. No, not so much.
No. But he's been a good audience for some of my karaoke moments.
Oh, okay. Confession time.
He likes to watch me make a fool of myself at karaoke.
I mean, that's pretty much the most endearing thing I think any person can do in a relationship.
Cheers me on.
Yeah, confession time.
Sing that rock set song again.
My favorite karaoke song is Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way. It's always a hit. What's yours?
Nice. I would say mine would be any Aretha Franklin song, or it would be a Bon Jovi song.
I could see you getting down to Aretha pretty good, actually.
I'm into Aretha. I like it.
Now,
and I like doing Fleetwood Mac songs, but those are kind of those aren't really the best karaoke songs.
See, now that's what American Idol needs, is they need a karaoke night. Now, weren't you kicking
yeah,
it at
that's
American
a good
Idol?
One. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and they could totally have like celebrities come on and do their favorite songs. I want to see Kate Hudson, Something Borrowed. I want to see you on American Idol karaoke night.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
You went, didn't you go to a show recently? Didn't I see you in the audience?
Yeah, my son is huge American Idol, and I'm obsessed with American Idol, so we had to go. We just surprised Ryder. It was great. And Ryder's so cute because he gets so serious, you know. He gets so into it, and he just doesn't crack a smile, and he's not the cheering kind of kid. He's like the, I am focusing and watching every move these kids make. So it was really fun to watch him go through all that. It was great.
Well, you say you're a big fan of Idol, so what do you think of the new season, the new judges, the whole formula?
I think it's great. I think they did a great job. I think they're really. I think it's the best season it's been since the first couple seasons. I mean, personally, as a longtime Idol fan, I really think it's wonderful, and I think that they're very encouraging, and all of the things that they're saying as artists, I think, are resonating with those kids more and allowing them to actually become even bigger, better on the show. Okay, I'm getting a note. I have to get a... Okay.
You're getting a note?
Yeah.
Who's it from?
Yeah.
Is it from Jennifer Goodwin? Does she say, hey, pass me
it's
the phone?
It's from Jennifer Goodwin. Yeah, Jennifer Goodwin is saying, yeah.
All right, check out Kate Hudson in Something Borrowed this weekend. As a guy, I'm telling you, obviously the chicks are going to go see it. But as a guy, I saw the trailer and I'm like, I could sit through this and I think I'm going to enjoy it. So I think this could be like a good couple movie.
I like hearing that. And you know what? I think that's one of the things that's been, I think, for the feedback for this movie, which, granted, I mean, we have nothing to do with that. We're actors. You're a hired hand. You show up to work. You hope the movie turns out okay. You know what I mean? But yeah, it actually turned out being an enjoyable movie for men, which is really nice to be, for a movie that, you know, people seem to, it only, you know, be considered a chick flick.
Well, what dude doesn't want to hang out with John Krasinski, right? And you can do it this weekend. Something Borrowed in theaters now. Kate Hudson, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.